feature, Born to Guide, but then called to do something else. The approximate length of this recording is 5 minutes.
Born to guide, but then called to do something else. Guide dog owners put a huge amount of trust in their dogs to get them out and about safely. This means our dogs need to be trained to a very high standard. While most go on to be life-changing guide dogs, some just aren't cut out for this role. They're still incredible dogs, but if guiding or becoming a buddy dog isn't right for them, then they'll come under the care of our dedicated rehoming team. We caught up with rehoming supervisor Daniela Kennedy, who explained, "We're looking for two types of home for the dogs we look after. Firstly, forever homes for our guide dogs when they reach retirement, and secondly, homes for younger dogs who've been withdrawn from our training programme. Our rehoming team are passionate about finding the right home for our dogs. They know their full history, including their health, temperament, likes and dislikes." Daniela added, "Some dogs have health or behavioural needs that have prevented them completing their training. They can be trickier to rehome, but it's the best feeling when you find the right match for your dog and you know they're going to fit right in." Cody was an excitable young dog who needed new owners with the time, patience and experience to help him learn new behaviours and channel his energy. When Ian and Jane, who live in Moray, Scotland, approached us about rehoming a second dog, we knew they could give Cody structure and understood he'd always need a way of letting off steam. Fortunately, they attend training sessions at Canine Hoopers, an agility sport using hoops, tunnels and barrels that's proved perfect for Cody. Jane said, "Hoopers is great for building a bond. You can see the joy on Cody's face when he gets it right and he gets his reward. It won't happen overnight and it will take time and effort, but Cody is getting very good and, most importantly, we're all having fun." Some of our dogs go even further and find themselves in a new career, helping people in a different way. Energetic Labrador Kai is one such dog. Kai needs lots of physical and mental stimulation and was rehomed with Jen and Craig in rural Scotland when he was 13 months old. He is now training to be a search and rescue dog. Optometrist Jen first thought about rehoming a dog when she was helping one of her customers with a referral for a guide dog. After her rehoming application was successful, Jen spoke to our team and explained that she and her husband Craig live on a farm, are very active, and that Craig is involved with Mountain Rescue. "They said they already had a dog in mind for us," said Jen, "and following their home check, they met Kai for the first time and took him home on the same day." Jen added, "Kai is the nicest natured dog, but he's quite full on. Because we have so much outdoor space, he can run and play as much as he likes. We also have a big horse arena where Kai and our other dog love to play together. He's a totally different dog now. He's so relaxed." After a couple of months, Craig took Kai to his first search and rescue training session to see how he got on. "Kai just took to it. He really loved it. He's a physically fit dog, but he also needs to be learning and focused. He enjoys it, and it's one of the only things that would tire him out." Kai passed the initial assessments with flying colours, and his training now takes him all over Scotland, doing practice searches of different difficulties. "We're so proud of him," added Jen. It's homes for dogs such as Cody and Kai that are often harder for our rehoming team to find. Daniela points out, "We're lucky to receive lots of great rehoming applications, but most people are looking for a perfect, well-behaved older dog that's relatively easy to look after. Who we'd really love to hear from are people with the time, patience and commitment to take on a dog that might have behaviours that need to be worked on, or a health condition that requires long-term management. We can provide tailored advice and support to help manage any additional needs the dog may have. In particular, we're looking for experienced dog owners or those who can offer an active lifestyle for some of our very energetic dogs. It won't always be easy, but if you're prepared to put the time and effort in, rehoming a dog like this can be highly rewarding." To find out more about applying to rehome one of our dogs, visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/rehoming. Included here are three photographs. The first is of Jane and Ian with black Labradors Cody and Rebus. The second and third photographs are of Kai in action training with a mountain rescue team, and then proudly wearing his uniform.